Hi, Travis. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Trying to fight these allergies, but, pushing
yeah,
through.
Yeah, I hear that.
Tis the season, should I say. Yeah, I bet. So my name is Nadine. I'm one of the regional specialists. I, in fact, handle the pricing and details for your area. I know you've been talking with Tara, my representative, and she really does a wonderful job, you know, explaining the outline of our program. But there are some things that I kind of wanted to go over with you a bit, and I know that you don't know us from Adam and Eve, right? That's what I would say. Just to kind of give you a little bit of background about us, and I'll also send you a link on our pricing page as well. You get text messages on this number by chance, Travis?
Yep. Yep.
Okay. Beautiful. And the pricing page that I'll send you, I mean, just keep in mind, it's going to show your original rates. That's not with the credit that Tara's actually requesting from me for you. So that's without applying the credit. But it kind of gives you a background about who we are. In fact, we're based out of Fountain Valley, California. So our company is Local Splash. We are not Google. We don't work for Google. In fact, anyone who told you that they were Google, their pants are on fire. So Google basically works with corporations like Target, Macy's, you know, Walmart, Nike. There are Google Channel partners, which I'm going to say there's about maybe, I believe we're one out of like 25 in the United States that help businesses like yourself with placement on Google, okay? So this pricing page that I send you, it's going to actually be a link. I don't know if you're driving or do you have the ability to take a look at it and I walk you through it?
Not really. I'm on my way. I'm actually on my way back from New Jersey back to Delaware.
Oh, okay.
So I got the truck right now.
No, okay, no worries. At least when you do have time, this way you could take a look at it. So I'm just going to kind of go over just a little bit about what we do. And one thing I'll tell you, Travis, is we offer a number of services under one umbrella, right?
Mm-hmm.
Primarily, we're talking about Google placement there on the first page in the local map. However, we also do what we call, you know, Facebook ads, Google guaranteed, you know, websites. It really depends on the appetite of the business and what you're trying to achieve, really. I don't like offering something that's not going to be beneficial for you, if that kind of makes sense.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. So I understand you and your dad are in business. You still like to run things by him anyways when it comes to marketing, like, you know, having to make an investment in the business, and I respect that. Tara mentioned 2 years in business now. You guys are covering Sussex County, correct? But you're based out of Millsboro. Okay.
Yep.
And then, I see the Potter & Sons property maintenance website. However, I do a search in different ways. I search by your company name. I search by your phone number. Now, your phone number, what I found was a profile page for Coastal Cuts Lawn, LLC.
Yeah, that's the one me and my brother started years ago, and I bought it out.
Oh.
And but he did all of that. So I don't know how to get that. Like, it's still on Google and everything, so I don't know. And
okay.
He don't even know how to get it off there or what. So it's just kind of on there.
Well, so there's a couple of ways. I mean, I don't think really taking it off. What I think is interesting, okay, is that it's your phone number listed on there, right? But it's also your phone number listed as well on the Potter and Sons property maintenance Google profile.
Yeah.
Which is interesting because typically Google would red flag that because they don't want you using the same phone number for two different profiles.
Yeah.
Does that kind of make sense? So I'm surprised they haven't taken it down. You know, one way you can do is you can actually, if you have access to that profile, which I'm assuming your brother does, or you might, to the Coastal Cuts Lawn Service.
He had all that stuff, and he lives in Texas now, and he don't.
Okay.
Because I tried talking to him about it, but I don't know.
He's like, I don't know. If it's like my sister, yeah. Okay, so here's what you're going to do. And I'm going to tell you what to do. I don't want to do it for you. when you get a chance, pull up that Coastal Cuts Lawn Service Google profile. Pull it up.
Mm-hmm.
Where it says suggest an edit, okay? You click on that, and it's going to give you the option, either change name or other details, like edit the name, location, hours, etc. Or there's also where it says close or remove. Mark as a closed, non-existent, or duplicate report a legal problem. So you can actually mark it as closed. Do you see what I'm saying? And it'll just show it as being a closed business.
Okay.
That's what I would suggest. Okay. Because, I mean, again, if you're trying to figure out how to do that, that would be the way to do it.
Okay.
So, now going back to the Potter and Sons property, and you guys are doing both residential and commercial, right? You don't have like a particular preference? Okay.
Nah, we do it all.
Okay, perfect. And then, okay, there's a website. I'm looking to see. So you guys do spring and fall cleanups, junk removal, lawn care. You guys offer a number of services under one umbrella. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, even outdoor and indoor painting. Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. Land clearing as well. Do you do, like, tree removals?
It's small trees. We don't get into big
small trees.
But we'll do a lot of brush removal and lots, clear lots out. So.
Oh, okay. Okay, awesome. And then now I was looking to see, I'm just checking real quick. You guys don't use Facebook at all?
Yeah, we have a Facebook.
Okay. I might have just missed it then. I'll try to find it through my page. Okay, here's what I would recommend for you guys, Travis, is our Platinum package, and it's because it includes both Google and Facebook marketing. So the way that we do things here, we set it where it's a fixed flat rate. And our program is month to month. There's no contracts. So in other words, we're not charging you per call, per job, or per click because it would be a flat rate. I'm going to apply what we call our new in business rate for you, okay? Now, typically, once you get to see that link that I sent you where it shows the SEO package, right? Typically, the Platinum package, I'm not going to lie, it's expensive. It typically runs $599 a month with a one-time $299 setup fee. I mean, you're talking like almost $900 just to get it started.
Yeah.
So with you being a new business still, what we do is we waive $200 off of your setup fee. So it would be just a one-time $99 setup fee. And your monthly would then drop down from $599 a month to a flat $299 a month. Okay?
Okay.
So what you would then be looking at as your initial investment would be $398 because it's a $299 plus the $99 setup fee. But every month after that, then you're just paying the $299 a month. Again, it's a month-to-month program with no contracts. It allows you to use up to 14 keywords or search terms. Keywords being like, you know, garden design, land clearing, junk removal, painting contractor, right?
And lawn you guys will, and I do, you guys can do all that, put that on there for me, is that something I have?
Yes. No. We do it. In fact, I'm going to explain you how it'll all work, right? We do all the work for you because it's part of our service. So you can use multiple keywords as long as they pertain to those services that you're providing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you can change them at any time. We know sometimes, you know, like when winter hits, you're not doing so much outdoor painting, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, your services kind of change a little bit, right? So you can change them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something you'll actually have a team here within our company. It's a team that's dedicated to your account that assists you with all your changes, modifications, questions, concerns. Even if you want to run promotions, you're always going to have the assistance of your account management team here within our company. We don't like to outsource anything. We do it all in-house, okay? So what we would do is we would optimize that profile page on Google to the first page, maintain it there. We do content creation on Bing. We will run Facebook ads. Facebook ads basically they retarget anyone who's performed that search on Google for your services. And Travis, even if they didn't call you, but they're on Facebook looking through pictures or stories, they would in fact see your ad appear. And that ad, we can actually make it unique where we could target an audience by interest, income level, or even by location. Now the ad, what we can do is either have them, when they click on it, call you directly. They could send you a message, but it would be a message through Facebook Messenger, not a text message. Or if it were to say like learn more on it, it will take them straight to your website. I know a lot of our clients have seen really great results with those Facebook ads. I mean, you would be surprised. The conversion rate on those is like a 9% conversion rate. And when you compare it to Google ads are 4%. So Facebook, getting double the conversion rate. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it's because they're constantly retargeting. I mean, if you've done a search, you know, for a particular item and you go on your Facebook page, all you're seeing is that ad on that previous search that you had done, right? It happens to me all the time. That's how I know when my husband's been shopping around for Nike shoes. Okay, because he's on my phone. And I'm like, why am I getting this Nike ad? And then it dawns on me, or it's a fishing reel that I'm getting an ad on. Yeah, he does it all the time. And then he wonders why he gets busted, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, use your own phone, buddy, or else I'm going to catch you every time. But yeah, that's why they work so well, you know? Now, we do what we call the popular top five directory submissions. And when we're talking directories, okay, submissions, part of those top five is always going to be Google, Facebook, Yahoo, Bing as well, and then Yelp, okay? Because those are directories that aren't going to be generating you a bunch of spam calls, right? Mm-hmm. All these other directories, and you might have heard of this before, but a lot of other directories that people tend to like to list you on somehow bring a lot of like spam calls. We try to avoid that, right? No one likes spam calls. So, and also Apple is another one that we would list you on too. In addition, we make sure that your website would be attached wherever your business is being promoted. We include voice activated searches, Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri. We give you exposure on mobile devices. This would cover iPhones, Androids, and tablets. I mean, it's pretty much covering all of your bases, okay? Now, another thing that I want to mention, too, is we help you with your reviews. So we can even, in fact, create you this tiny little URL that you could text and email to your clients, even ones that you've already done work for in the past. We encourage it. Have them leave you reviews. It's the modern-day word of mouth, Travis. All it takes is one person to not even know you by name. Reads one review from someone who's used your services. I mean, you're going to open up a whole new door to their friends and family now. They're now going to know who you are just by reading one review, right? So we encourage that, and we help you in that way. Another thing that we do, too, which for me I feel is more the beauty of the program, is not just taking our word for it that it's working. It's being able to track your success with us. So we also provide you this customized tracking and reporting system that allows you to track your phone calls, see what keywords you're listed for, how many times you came up in the search results. You can even see where they perform the location of the search. Now, as I had mentioned as well, through this client dashboard, this reporting system, you can actually go in, you can add keywords, you can run promotions if you want. You could change any of your content, okay?
Yeah,
but you will always, always have the assistance of your account management team. Okay. I'm just what's considered the lead on the account. I'm the one who, you know, makes sure it's a good fit for both of us and do the plan selection for you. But this would be a continuous management. So they're consistently managing your account because we have to keep up with the algorithm changes as well, you know, because Google's always changing them anyways.
Yeah.
And that's just to ensure that you're still being found there at that moment. But that's definitely the package I would recommend for you to get started with, because the Platinum, I mean, you're talking the best of both worlds, Facebook along with Google.
Okay. What was your name again?
My name is Nadine.
Nadine.
Yeah, I know it's a lot of information I threw out at you. So,
yeah.
You know, but I mean, what are some of your thoughts?
So you guys are pretty much a marketing agency, pretty much.
Yes. Somewhat. Yes, we are. Uh-huh. Basically, what we are, we're considered a SEO company, right? Primarily what we're called is a Google Channel Partner. A Google Channel Partner, what that means is that, you see, our technicians are highly trained and certified, right? So for us to be a channel partner to Google, we had to meet certain requirements, okay? So part of those requirements was our technicians to be highly trained, certified. We, in fact, had to demonstrate the ad skills, the net spend. Now, once those requirements were met is when Google said, okay, now they allow us to combine our services with their advertising. So being a Google Channel Partner, really what that means for you is that we're always kind of one step ahead of the game, because when Google's making those changes, right, we're knowing already what changes are going to be happening. Like, I don't know if you know, recently Google started being a little stricter on the verification process, right?
Oh, how long ago? I tried. I had to make a video, and I had to make a video of the street I lived on. I was like, oh,
yep.
Yeah.
And you know what? But I'm going to tell you, Travis, a while back, it wasn't like that. It was pretty easy to get verified on Google, right?
Yeah.
Well, recently, they started implementing these changes, and I'm going to tell you why. Because there were so many companies out there that weren't legitimate companies, okay, that were taking business away from businesses like yourself, right?
Yeah.
Because they're lowballing. You know what I mean? Yeah. And so Google then decided, okay, well, we're going to now implement these requirements. And honestly, it's even more beneficial for you, right? Because what they're basically doing is separating the cream from the fat is what they're doing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you put it like that, it makes more sense.
Yeah. And honestly, that's why they started doing it. Because I'm going to tell you, I've talked with so many business owners, I mean, you can imagine, and I've had some that say, I don't know why I can't get on Google. I keep trying. And I'm like, okay, well, I know when we're helping someone get verified, we're going to require picture of your tools, picture of your equipment, your work van, your work truck, make sure that license plate shows. We're going to ask you for a photo of your business license, your insurance, your registration, your business card, you know, like if you have a business card that you throw out to people, right?
Yeah.
We're going to ask you even for a picture of your invoice, right, and your workspace. That means even if you're keeping your stuff in a garage, we want a picture of it because we're going to compile that into a video, right?
Yeah.
And some of them are like, oh, well, I don't have a business license. I don't have this. I don't have that. This is what's going to prevent you, because Google – They want to work with the guys that are legitimate, basically. And it's not saying that they're not, but if you're starting off as a business, I mean, these are some of the things that you should have in place. And Google knows that there's some people that are still in the process, and they get that, but they're getting stricter. So I'm glad you got yours done, you know?
Yeah.
You'd be surprised how many struggle. It's sad, but, you know, when you think about it like this, right, if I'm you, right, and I'm a legitimate business owner. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I have these guys that are on Google, and they're lowballing the jobs that I would be, you know, giving estimates on. And it's like basically like taking your money out of your pocket, right?
Yeah.
And that's not cool.
Yep. And a lot of times they're not even legit, don't have insurance, or they do crappy work.
Exactly.
And
I'm going to tell you, I was just talking to my, I have a guy that comes out, it's a family owned business, and they do like all of our lawn, the front, the backyard. They even do our trees, like the trimming, because the city will fine us if it's like hanging over the alley. In fact, I got to have them come out again. But the gal was telling me, she's like, you know, she goes, we pay the, like, we don't charge for hauling. Right? Like, they haul all of it. And I'm sure you guys know. I know in California, I can tell you this, the dumping fees are ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Oh, I can imagine. I couldn't even have a business with that.
So you know, right? Yeah. So what happens is she's getting these guys that are just, she goes, they're gardeners. They're not like legitimate landscapers like us. And they're, what she would charge $1,000, these guys are coming in and saying, I'll do it for $500.
Yeah.
And she's losing the work. And she's like, and you got one poor guy that's hauling up and down this hill, all the pile of leaves and stuff. She's like, that guy's, one, going to hurt himself. Two, is going to be a liability to their property, because if he hurts himself on their yard, you know what I mean? I hope they have insurance. And he's not even taking the trash away. He's leaving it on the side.
That's why I always tell my customers, I tell them, I'm like, you pay for what you get for what you pay. You know, if you
exactly.
want the cheaper person, you're going to get the cheaper work.
So. Oh, yeah. You get what you pay for. And you know what? And that's true. And this is where what happens is, when people do that, guess who they're calling to come and fix it?
Yeah, somebody like me. Yep.
Exactly. And now you're having to clean up and fix the mess that someone else did. When in the long run, now it's costing them even more money. If they would have just originally went with the person, you know, it's either you want quantity or quality. What do you want?
Yep.
You know what I mean? Is
yep.
how I see it.
Definitely.
Not everybody thinks like us, I don't think, Travis, but that's okay.
Yeah.
It's like I say this, I could have my husband do it. He could watch a YouTube video, you know what I mean? And he could probably get mm-hmm. it done, but not in the time that I want it. And I'm the one that's going to be right behind him critiquing. I did it when he painted
yeah.
our bathroom. And the poor guy, God bless him, you know what I mean? He's on dialysis,
yeah.
and it was just a way for him to kind of, like, relieve his anxiety. But let me tell you, I was like, Anthony, you didn't tape it here. Why is there paint on the floor? You missed a spot. Why did it take you 3 days? You know what I mean? And he was just like,
oh, yeah.
wow. Until finally my cousin's like, gosh, give the guy a break. I'm all, I could have easily paid someone to do it. And it would have been in
yeah.
and out, you know? She's like, well, poor guy. I'm all, he was just saving me money. He was giving me more of a headache. Poor guy, though. You know, he tried. It got done, but still, I mean, and this is where I say, you call in the experts, right? You call somebody
yep.
like you. What's it going to cost? And let's get it done.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yep.
But, I mean, what are kind of your thoughts, you know, as far as, like, what we kind of went over? Is there anything in particular that you feel would might hold you back, or, you know, anything?
Yeah, it's really just, I want to look you guys, because, like, I mean, I get so many phone calls. I can get somebody saying, oh, I'm from Splash, give me your credit card information.
Oh, yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? So, like,
oh,
I
yeah.
want to look it up, and then also got to talk to my father. And
yeah,
because we actually just paid for some marketing. So, but we definitely want to
oh,
get
really?
Our name out. Yeah, we not from a marketing team, just local, like on diners and stuff
oh,
like that.
Okay.
We just dropped yeah a couple
That's
thousand
cool.
on that, but we definitely want to get. We're already on Google, like I said, but we're not like on the front page, and you actually have
yeah.
to type our whole name in to find us.
Yeah.
So we definitely want to get, we were actually talking about contacting a marketing agency to get us on the map, you know. So it's
right.
definitely something we're interested in. I just want to run it by him, and I want to do a little research. And then,
absolutely.
Yeah, it all sounds good. It sounds like something we definitely want to do.
I agree with you. Listen, I'm not surprised that we're not the first person that's called you, right? I'm not.
No.
And I know that we're not going to be the last one either. And that's only because...
Yeah.
When I look at the presence you have online now, there's nothing negative out there, right? I see pictures of your work. So, I mean, the quality work is there. Hands down on that.
Yeah.
The quality work
yeah.
is there. And this is why you're getting these calls. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a couple of things I'm going to do. So you have the pricing page, which kind of gives you the breakdown. But I don't know if this is a good email for you, PotterAndSons LLC@yahoo.com.
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm doing right now is I'm also sending you this email, and it's coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. It will, in fact, say Google and Facebook marketing, and it's going to have everything outlined that I just stated that's included in the program. Okay. And it's also what it's going to show you is the pricing that we had discussed, okay, so that you know that that price will never change as long as you're with us monthly, okay? I'll be always transparent with you. The only thing we're going to ask is that you at least stick it out 2 months. So we're going to call it a two-month verbal agreement. But again, Travis, you're paying monthly. If at any time you decide, you know what, I want to part ways, I'm good.
Yeah.
We just ask you, call 3 business days before that billing is due because it'll be a recurring payment on the same date.
Mm-hmm.
So we just ask that you call 3 business days before the billing is due so that way you don't get charged, right? And then we part as friends. We're not going to hold you hostage. We don't work like that. We prefer to earn your business, okay? So I'm going to send you that right now. And then let me see here real quick. How do you feel about your website? You built that one, right? How do you like the layout?
I don't like it at all, to be honest.
Okay.
I went on Wix, and it's kind of just like, I don't even know what I was doing. I'm not that technology.
Well, listen.
I did it on my iPhone, so.
Well, listen, I'm going to tell you, even for doing it on your iPhone, you did a great job. Okay. I've seen some websites, and let me tell you, first and foremost, good job on having the SSL certificate. The SSL certificate, if when you're looking at the domain that says like www.pottersandsonsllc.com, that's your domain, right? When you look to the left of it, there's this little lock. A lot of business owners that do their own website, they don't have that lock, okay? That by you having that lock, you're protecting your information from being stolen. So good job on that, okay?
Awesome. It doesn't look,
Yeah, see, you just learned something, right?
Yeah.
So good job on that. So this is actually a Wix site, right? Because I see it at the bottom. Okay. So here's something that on that email, when you receive it, you're going to see after where it says tracking and reporting system, you're going to see where it says custom website design. Okay. What that is, and it's at no additional cost to you. I'm going to include it if you'd like. We can build you a website using your domain. You would just have to give us the login so that way we can create the website from your domain. Okay? The website that we create, it's a Google-compliant, mobile-friendly website. It's a customized website that we call a My Site. And it's actually customized to fit your business. We can add videos. We can add photos. We can even add reviews from your clients. It has the automatic SEO settings, which is also going to help with your ranking. And these sites are customized to fit your business. It's also what we call like a do-it-yourself. So if you want to go in there and add more photos or you want to change some of your content, you have the ability as well to do that too. Or you just leave it to us to do it all. Okay? So in that email, I just kind of plugged in an example so that way you kind of see the demo on that, all right? But that I can include it at no additional cost to you. We would include it.
Okay.
Okay? Right. So that should already be within your inbox, in fact, and it'll say Google and Facebook marketing on it. And then what I'm also going to do too, because at the bottom of the email, it'll have my contact information. But I'm also going to send you a text message with my contact info as well, so that way you have it there. I know it's kind of late in the afternoon now. I figure you'll probably be talking to your dad tonight.
Yeah, I'll get back with you tomorrow sometime.
Okay. What I can do, what they do allow me to do, like they don't allow me to like physically hold the position, but I get the ability where I could put a soft hold on it. Okay, for 24 hours. What that's going to do is it's going to at least allow you that time to speak with your dad. So 24 hours from the time that we disconnect. So basically it's going to put you, because you're 3 hours ahead of us, right? So right now it's like what, a little after 5,
it's,
like
5:17?
Okay.
Yep.
So I'm going to put it like on a 24-hour hold, but I'm going to put it to where that'll expire at 6 o'clock your time. So come tomorrow at 6 o'clock your time. If I haven't heard from you, what's going to happen is it's going to remove the soft hold and it'll put it back on the floor. So this way at least gives you the opportunity to look over everything and kind of speak with your dad on it. Okay. I mean, I think that's fair, right? At least to buy you that much time.
Yeah.
Okay. So did you have any questions for me at all, Travis?
I don't think so. I mean, they pretty much covered everything.
Okay. Anything that might concern you? Anything at all?
Not just, I just don't like giving my, I mean, everything sounds good. I just don't like giving my card information over the phone to pay for something, and I don't even know.
And you're like, who in the heck are you?
Yeah, so that's my only concern.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
with
no,
the
no,
marketing
no.
and everything sounds good.
Yeah, no, no, no. And listen, and trust me, I get it. I get it. My mom, like, we have to be on her all the time because she's just, like, so trusting. And it's like, Mom, like, she had some guy on Facebook messaging her. And, oh, my gosh, it was a mess. It was a mess. My kid was like, Mom, you need to get on Grandma's Facebook because Nana's, like, talking to some guy who apparently is getting deployed. It was a total scam. I'm like, oh, my gosh, what are you doing? And she's like, what do you mean? I had to lie and I had to tell her, oh, the guy was like friend requesting me and I noticed he's your friend on Facebook. Who is this guy? I know everybody you know, Mom. And she's like, oh, well, the poor guy. And I'm like, no, that's a scam. What are you doing? I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yep.
He wanted her address to send all his belongings because he had no family. And she was willing to give the address. I was like, oh, don't you dare. But yeah, so I get it. I get it.
Yeah.
But yeah, just so that way, take a look over everything. You know what I mean? You'll find us on Google as well. We have our own profile page. I mean, we got over 800 reviews. Like I said, we've been doing this for 18 years now. We didn't just like start up yesterday out of a garage. And one really important thing to look at, and you'll see our Google partner badge. And that right there, if you were to click on, it's going to take you straight to Google's site to show you that we are a partner of theirs. We can't make that up. We can't even create that badge if we wanted to because it goes straight to Google's site. But, yeah, I mean, I think you guys are a great fit, but I do want you to, you know, check everything out, you know what I mean, and feel comfortable. This is an important decision, you know, and I want it to be looked at as an investment. Okay?
Yeah, definitely, 100%. Yep.
It was such a pleasure speaking with you, and, well, I hope you have a good rest of the afternoon.
Yes,
quickly
too,
approaching here, almost done.
yeah, right? Thank gosh.
I know, I hear you. Friday's almost here.
Yeah, right?
Okay.
Like I said, you'll definitely probably hear from me tomorrow, so
okay.
I'll be in contact. I appreciate
awesome.
Your time.
I thank you as well. Have a good rest of the afternoon. Okay,
yeah, you too.
Bye-bye.